This episode is really starting with a question. And that question is, do you know yourself, or are you living in a version of you that somebody else created for you? Are you living in a concept of yourself that isn't you? Meaning it's a version of you, a lifestyle of you, a mindset of you, thinking, thought patterns, beliefs held by somebody else that you're adopting for you. And that's really the question that prompted me even doing this episode. So welcome back to the self-edit. Let's get into this episode. Welcome to the Self-Edit Podcast. I'm your host and best life guide, Jenna Bewint, a self-development educator, life designer, and life advisor. This podcast is for you if you want to design your masterpiece life through personal growth, self-awareness, and self-discovery. Together, we'll uncover frameworks and strategies to intentionally add what elevates you and subtract what no longer serves you. You can expect unfiltered truths and imperfect progress because real transformation gets messy. Listen, the road to self-actualization and self-mastery is rocky, but we're holding space for grace and doing a whole lot of do-overs around here. Whether you want more confidence, creativity, or mindful decision-making, we've got you covered. Through insightful interviews, outside-the-box ideas, and practical tools, we're on a mission to help think more highly of ourselves and unlock unlimited potential. This podcast will shift how you show up for yourself, your relationships, and your purpose. Say yes to you this year. Hit subscribe now, and let's start the big edit. Editing our lives to become better versions of ourselves. It's a solo job, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's journey together. Welcome back to the Self-Edit Show. This episode is going to be all about, this is called the Know Thyself Edit. It's all about exploring the journey of self-discovery, the power of understanding and knowing oneself, and the journey, the process, the marathon that it takes to make the necessary edits to your life, to your decisions, and to your mindset. Okay, let's get into the episode. So what is the art of knowing thyself? I think this really is, it's an internal job, okay? It's an inside job. It's all about the process of examining yourself, refining your thoughts and behaviors and your life's choices to better align with your future self and the future that you see for yourself. It needs to better align with your goals, your values, and your aspirations. And sometimes those things just don't, it's not meeting up, okay? It's not going together, as we used to say, like they go together. It's a form of self-improvement. Knowing yourself and self-editing. I think the concept is not just about removing or changing parts of yourself, but it involves like a wholeness. It involves thoughtful and courageous reassessment and redirection of your life, your life's choices, etc. I think at the heart of knowing yourself is really self-concept. And y'all, I'm having some tea right now because my voice was really a mess. I'm having this tea by Puka. I think it's called Puka. And it's the peace tea. Cause I really needed to get some peace around the way that my voice was sounding, okay? It was giving, It was giving grizzly bear, and it wasn't working out. I actually recorded, this is my second time trying to record this episode because my voice just was not, it wasn't working out. And so if you see me, hear me doing a lot of ASMR, drinking this tea, just blame it on the fact that my voice was going in and out. Okay, let's start over. So at the heart of knowing yourself is really this self-concept, which is the beliefs and the perceptions that we hold about ourselves. It's not like what your mom thinks about you, your friend, your spouse, your partner, your bestie, your job. It's about without external voices and societal pressures, it is what we conceptualize and think about ourselves, our worth, our capabilities, our beliefs, all that good stuff. So I think we really need to reclaim the power in how we define ourselves on our own terms. And that's what this episode is going to be about. Shedding the limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves that keep us small and replacing them with some self-advocacy and affirmation practices that help us define ourselves better, know ourselves better, and go on that journey of self-discovery. I think this whole thing, it really starts with self-awareness, right? I think self-awareness is definitely something that should be practiced every day. I think it's a lost art. I think it's a lost practice that we don't really value anymore, but we need to really do more of. That's quieting your mind and practicing mindfulness, introspection, sitting with yourself, silence with yourself to understand why we think the way we do, observing your own thoughts, emotions, and patterns without external judgment, and having a deep understanding, cultivating a practice of having this deep understanding of what drives you. And I think practicing self-awareness, it gets you to a point of getting rid of beliefs and behaviors that don't serve us anymore, making space for new perspectives and habits that are aligned again with our future self, the highest version of ourself, our best self, all that living your best life type of thing. In unlocking self-knowing and self-actualization and self-awareness, we can really realize or manifest our true self, our true potential, and be authentic to that. And it's going to be messy. It requires you getting out of your comfort zone, taking calculated risk, really being who you are at your core. And it's a process that really will challenge you. But I think it's crucial and at the core of growth, right? Self-awareness, it really requires you to take an inventory of your strengths and weaknesses, understanding your motivation, being completely honest with yourself on those strengths and weaknesses, and knowing who you are, who you want to show up as, and taking an honest look at that and being compassionate with yourself around all these things before you recognize your imperfections and appreciate your unique qualities. You really got to have that self-compassion piece locked in, because you're going to be identifying areas where you want to edit or where you think you could be better. And you have to have grace for yourself during that process. And self-awareness is going to challenge you to change things, right, about yourself. If you truly practice self-awareness every day, you will want to change things, behaviors, habits. You might want to learn new skills. You might want to get rid of things. You might want to change your thought patterns, your beliefs, which will then cause you to make significant life decisions differently. And I think, this whole process is going to require patience, persistence, peace, and resilience to want to grow and move forward and not revert backwards. What is, just to dive into self-compassion a little bit so people can understand that concept a little bit more. As you practice self-awareness, the self-compassion piece, of course, is key. It's going to be a part. It's going to be a partner in that process. Self-awareness, I think I'm not going to remember this quote 100%, but the quote is something like, be as kind to yourself as you are to your bestie. And that's really what
self-compassion and practicing self-compassion is. And it's being kind to yourself in your darkest times, your moments of struggles, the struggle bus time frames, acknowledging your efforts, acknowledging your wins, acknowledging your brilliance, acknowledging your beauty, and realizing that this process is not a marathon. Like, it's not just a destination that's easily reached, and taking care of yourself and your well-being along the way. Like, that's pretty much sums up self-compassion. It's being more kind to yourself, giving yourself more grace in real life, not just on Instagram, right? And so how do we get to a good, a solid self-concept or understanding ourself? I think it's really taking inventory of how you think, how you perceive yourself, how you perceive others. It's about your self-esteem, your self-belief, your self-confidence, your self-image. How you, the value you place on yourself, like, how valuable do you think you are? How do you see yourself? How you see your strengths, your weaknesses? How do you see that person that you visualize that you want to be, like your future self? And fully embracing all of that stuff, I feel like, is our self-concept, with like radical love, with the compassion, with the self-awareness that we talked about. And so you can easily see how, like, this is a lifelong practice. It's a commitment to continuously evolving, continuously growing, continuously refining yourself, right? I want to get into some real, real practical tips. I don't like anything that's not actionable or practical or something that you can do actually in real life to make small steps towards a thing. So what are some self-discovery practices that I do to get to know myself better, to refine my self-concept, to keep my self-concept in super high regard, right? Journaling. And when I used to think about journaling, I only thought of Moesha sitting up in her room on Brandy, sitting up in her room on Moesha and doing that Dear Diary segment. And I used to like really hate that. And I used to think like, I am not doing that. But I really want us to redefine and normalize different various forms of journaling. And acknowledge that we don't have to sit with a pen and paper if that's not what aligns with us. I just think journaling is a tool for self-reflection. And I see it as such. It's just a dedicated time to explore feelings, thoughts, experiences in an unfiltered way. Any time you take to discover or uncover like deeper insights about your behavior, your desires, your goals, your changes you want to make, your wishes, your future self, I think is journaling. Whether that's daily reflection, whether that's gratitude journaling, prompted journaling, podcasting, YouTubing, making voice notes that you keep in your phone, or just like talking out loud to yourself, which is something that I do that I feel like people used to be like, I think she's crazy. Because I've been talking to myself since I was a kid. Full blown conversation, answering myself, everything. But I come to know that as journaling because it just helps me process. And I really do it in the shower, and it's like, I hate when somebody walks in and sees me. But I think that's a form of journaling, and I think you got to do whatever works for you. So another act of self-discovery to help us know ourselves is setting SMART goals instead of vague goals. Now, vague goals look like, I just want to get better. I just want to read more books, right? Whereas a SMART goal is more specific. It's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant, and it's time bound. It has a time frame to it. And this framework, it really ensures that your goals are reachable. It gives you a direction. It gives you a plan of action to actually actualize or bring these goals into reality. And so the strategy, again, is making your goals SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound, and actually writing them down. I think, I don't know the stat, but there is a study that shows like you achieve way more goals when you write them down. You're more prepared to achieve them. I think the science behind it is that you can, when you write it down, it's a form of commitment. And I love to go back through all the goals that I set. I digitally write down goals because I just feel like it's easier to see. It's in one place. I use an app called Trello. That's where I make my vision board at. And I don't really like to call it a vision board. I like to call it just like an intentional goal setting space. But I think that when I have limited myself to only maybe 3 to 5 goals per area, and when I say area, I mean like financial, spiritual, business, job, whatever. I like to go back and see, like, what was I thinking during that time? What was I focusing on? Why did I care about this thing? And I think that's an aspect to goal setting that's not really talked about, is you can see like where you were at in life, like why you valued this thing when you set goals and SMART goals and write them down. I think mindfulness and meditation is another great way or actionable thing you can do to know yourself more and practice self-discovery. Mindfulness and meditation practices, I think, make you more present in like the current moment or in the moment. And it helps you become more aware of your thoughts, your feelings, and your environment. Helps you to understand yourself more and just get your mindset on, I think, growth and possibility is what mindfulness and meditation does for me. I've been meditating since I was a kid. I used to do it like it was a joke because I was really big into like karate movies and all these like ninja karate flicks, whatever. And they would meditate all the time. And so I used to like just do it copying them. And then I started enjoying it. And I started being like, this works. Like, this works for me. And in doing that, I just felt like it gave me so much calm and peace and brought me back to the moment. And I didn't even know I was doing all this. But now when I reflect back on years of doing it, I think I can easily get to a place of present moment very quickly because I've been practicing it for so long. I think my favorite type of mindfulness practice or meditation practice is really just like a mindful moment, just taking a short break to take a walk or enjoy a meal slowly, slow living. I recently in the last couple of years started doing it, like started going back to the 5 senses practice, which I don't remember. I think I heard it. I use this app called Aura for mindfulness, meditation, all this stuff. It's a great app. It does a lot of things. I think I might have heard it on there where you can go back to like the 5 senses from a kid and like focus on a picture, or while eating a meal or while taking a walk, you think about like what you hear, what you see, what you taste, what you touch. And then pay attention to your emotions and thoughts and sensations that like arise from that. It's so powerful. You should try it for sure. But, there's daily meditation. There's a reflection meditation. I love a reflection meditation too. where you just reflect on the day's events, a conversation, your reaction to something. You could reflect on a podcast, a TV show, a book, and what you learned from it, your reaction to it. I love a good reflection. It's definitely an opportunity to learn more about myself and a self-discovery, powerful self-discovery practice. So by doing these things, I really feel like you can enhance your self-awareness. You can create a deeper understanding of yourself, likes, dislikes, thoughts, new beliefs, old beliefs. And you can start to live a better life of knowing yourself and being intentional about your time, your purpose for yourself, and just living a more authentic life. Now, I really want to know if this is something you think about. If I should create a self-edit personal group chat, like, would y'all be into that? Would y'all pull up a personal growth group where we could do this in community and support and hold each other accountable on this journey? I just want to know what y'all think. What y'all think about that? I want to know your self-edit stories, reflections, your self-knowing moments, like your moments of self-discovery, your moments of when you first knew yourself, what you do to self, to go towards self, move in a direction of self-discovery on a regular basis. What activities do you do? How do you process understanding your own self, and your own journey of self-discovery? So we've come to the end of our time today. I want to challenge you for the next week to commit to one small act of self-discovery every day. Let me know how that's going, whether that's journaling, practicing guided meditation, going on a nature walk, whatever you're doing to better cultivate your inner world, let me know. Take notice of any insights, patterns, thoughts, beliefs, emotions that come up whenever you're doing this kind of stuff. And journal, make sure you take that down somewhere so you can confront your thoughts, your triggers, and turn them into learning experiences about your own self-discovery and your own knowing yourself journey. Until next time, remember that the best self-edit is when you stop editing your dreams and start editing your best life. Make sure you subscribe and share the self-edit. And until next time.